everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Again, it's Leona Brando, Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. Today we are going to be discussing justice. Is justice a thing of the past? I wanted to use this airtime today to talk about justice, and I'm going to be bringing people on at a later date to go over some of these issues that I'm going to be addressing now. Today we are going to be discussing justice. Is justice a thing of the past? Can it ever be restored? We are living in a time now when our government leaders, our politicians, law enforcement, prison officials, and other influential leaders are seeking to take over. Many have lowered themselves to robbing the people of monies, health care, Social Security benefits, of which many of the hardworking members of society have long awaited for their retirement benefits. Is this justice? How about the millions of members of society who have fallen for whatever reasons, perhaps mental illnesses or addictions, which we all know is an epidemic in this country, of which we have a national epidemic, or those who have been sentenced to very harsh sentences due to self-protection, accidental deaths, wrongful convictions? There are so many reasons why people in America are suffering and why things for them and for members of society in general are getting worse. There's no longer justice in America. Also, when you think about it, the difference between class and trash. Class is warm hearts from the start. It's colorblind. Respect at its best. Compassions and fashions. Loves from above. No reception for deception. Lies are despised. Open ears to all tears. Being fair when some don't care. Teaching trash that some have class. Class don't sin against the lowly, but trash unites to kill them slowly. I don't know about you, but when I think of class, I think of love, I think of warmth, I think of humility, because trash is all about trying to please, trying to boast, think of themselves, trying to be on the good side with all their peers that are up there in class, or not class, but trash. Trashy levels of monies. Class is when you don't have to worry about monies. A lot of these politicians, a lot of people in government, think that they're above all other citizens because they have a title in the government positions. But they never realize, or they never even think about the fact that many of us could be politicians if we wanted to. We just don't want to be that stupid to take on that kind of position, because there's so much deception in politics, so many lies, so much corruption, not just in politics. We're looking at corruption in the courts. We're looking at corruption in the prison system, the penal system. We're looking at corruption wherever there's high places. You know, we don't need to lower ourselves to be up there. All we need to do is have compassion, some class, and also humility. Now, again, there was a time when a politician caught the Department of Corrections in a lie, and they did nothing, absolutely nothing about it. And a lawyer was asking me, why didn't he take it to the Attorney General's office? Why didn't he do something with it? Because he's a politician that wants to be in on the good side. Now, who does all the arresting? Who does all the sentencing? It's the courts. It's the law enforcement. So even the media, they want to be on the good side of these people because they can get away with things. If they get stopped for speeding, the law enforcement, they know that they're going to be on television looking good, so they have to be nice to the media, and the media sucks it right up. So these are the things that we want to talk about in justice. And when they say just us, we're talking about in just us, injustice for the in just us, only us. And those who are doing all the corruption, those are the injustice. But we, just us, are trying to make things right. So I just want to bring up the fact that sometimes to make positive changes, people need to come together. And everybody talks about it. Everybody puts likes on Facebook when they see these things happening. Everybody likes, but they don't do anything about it. Share it. If you see something that's not right, in politics, in law enforcement, in the penal system, share it. If you get an article that's sent to you from someone else, another advocate, don't just like it. Send it around to others. Because there's so many things that are going viral now, and so many things that are not right that are going viral. And they're not going viral by people liking them. They're going viral by people sharing them. We need to take a stand. At one time, the government were the people. Now the people are leaving it up to the government of a small portion of people. And they're actually letting these things slide by them instead of doing something about it. Many of you, I'm sure, have loved ones incarcerated whom are getting abused, deprived, provoked, harassed, set up. All these things are happening. Bombard the media. Get the media to do something positive instead of talking about themselves, instead of talking about little puppies and little kitties, instead of talking about things that don't matter unless it's abuse, unless it's severe abuse. And there are a lot of animals that are being severely abused, just like there are human beings in the prisons, you know, in the streets that are being severely abused. But we need to do something about these things. We can't just talk about it. We can't just like these articles that are going to your Facebook pages, especially advocates. You're all advocates. Let's try doing something as advocates to make things right, not only in the prisons, in the communities. Let people know that prisoners can be rehabilitated, not in the prisons, though, because right now the prisons are not doing what they should be doing. The penal system is not taking the money and using it useful. They're taking advantage of it. They're taking advantage of it. A lot of these nonprofits, they get all these goodies sent to them to donate to the less fortunate. A lot of these nonprofits need to do something more than what they're doing, too, because they're benefiting. Today, in today's society, everybody's patting themselves on the back or getting pats on the back for being heroes. There is no hero. Someone with humility does something because they know it's classy. They know it's humility. They know it's godly. But a lot of people today, they're doing these things to be patted on the back. Military, I'm sorry, but I had 7 people in my family in the military. I had 2 sisters in the Army, 3 brothers in the Marines. I had a father that was in World War II in the Army. I had a brother that was in the Air Force for 30 years. They don't come out gung-ho looking for pats on the back and being so proud to kill over flags, to make a big scene over kneeling at a football game. That's humility. They show humility. And what's the difference between kneeling to an anthem or standing? Kneeling is something we all should be doing before God. But no, all these proud people that want to pat themselves all over the back are finding a problem with it. That's justice? I was talking to someone the other day that said, and this was in a doctor's office. They said, she don't even like to talk politics. She had a friend for 40 years that turned against her because they differed in opinions over the government leaders. 40 years of friendship gone down the drain. That is sick. So what kind of world are we living in now? Justice is gone. Justice is surely gone. I know that it was not always that great, but at least people had hearts. You never heard of life in prison without parole. You never heard of life sentences unless it was severe. And then they had all these mental institutions that they closed down. They must have planned to open prisons to make money. And then you have these psychologists and psychiatrists in these hospitals that are saying they're being attacked. Years ago, they weren't attacked. They were helping. So what is going on inside? Are these patients being abused? Because if they're attacking, they're fighting for some reason. Or they're not getting the proper care. Well-trained people don't have problems. Well-trained people do not have problems. Now, I had a guest on with us yesterday, Charlotte Robinson, who started her organization, she and her husband. And they were in the military. She wasn't bragging about it, though. They were talking about helping the youth, doing all these things to help the youth. Sports. Sports is a big thing. Anybody, a lot of kids love to play sports. And they love it even more when they have a role model playing with them. Whatever happened to the Big Brother, Big Sister programs, where people volunteer their time to fatherless children, to children that had no parents, to children that grew up in the ghettos? You wonder why these kids are messing up. These kids are in the ghettos, but not only in the ghettos, they're targeted. Most of them are targeted, especially if they're a color. They're targeted. They can't walk out of their doors without being followed, without being harassed. And the people that are doing all of the harassments, the people that are doing all the abusing, what kind of family brought them up? What, how were they raised to have that kind of hatred, to bully, to hate because of a pigmentation, to hate because of a social status? I feel worse for these people that were raised with that kind of mindset, that kind of attitude, that kind of heart, than I feel for the people that were brought up in the right way and fell because of people that had that kind of mentality, to have that kind of hatred. There were so many people in the prisons that were victims as children themselves. There's so many people in the prisons that fell because of the association, whether it be from a first-time relationship with a person of a different color or a deceptive relationship. And what happens when something happens? People stick together, but the wrong way. You get all these people in law enforcement, in the courts, in the prisons. They're all sticking together because the victim might have been of their race, their culture, or it might have been somebody that they had high regards for because they did the same thing. They partied together or went to clubs together or went drinking after work. They are not turning against these prisoners because these prisoners are just prisoners. There's a thing behind it. A lot of these people want to act big and bad. They want to show off their titles or their uniforms. They want to show off their gung-ho power, which most of them are cowards unless they're in gangs. That's justice, right? No, that's trash, not class. Let's talk about our own, which most of them say their brotherhood. The police are the brotherhood. You know, the lawyers are the brotherhood. The doctors are the brotherhood. Everybody's brotherhood, brotherhood, brotherhood. It gets to be a farce, a joke, because the very people that call themselves brothers, if the shoe was on the other foot and they were in prison, they surely would soon lose those brothers that they talk so much about. Let's talk about people like these organizations like the NAACP advocating for people of color, whether they be Jews or African Americans or Hispanics or Cape Verdeans or whatever the case may be. What are they doing? They used to advocate in a way when they were, these people were being abused. They had some kind of law, a defense team. Now they're about money too. They go after the money, wherever that is, in front of children, in front of old people, education, whatever happened to them. All these organizations that once were civil rights organizations or human rights organizations are fading away slow but sure. And those that claim to still be advocating for human rights and civil rights, I'd like to see their paperwork, their documents, showing who they help, when they helped them, where they helped them. Because most of it seems to be going overseas where no one can hold them accountable. No one can find out if they're telling the truth about the lives they're saving, the rights that they're preserving. There's a lot of stuff going on in this country. We talk about the leadership that we have now, but we need to also talk about our own leaders in our own cultures, in our own communities, wherever they may be. Some of them are burning smoking on both sides. Some of them are advocating at one end and stealing from the other, the same people that they're advocating for. Lawyers have become cowards, most lawyers. Not all lawyers. There's some out there that are pretty tough. And because they're pretty tough, they're pretty hated, but those are the ones that are respected. We have people in claiming to be advocates for the abused, you know, like the Prison Legal Services, Volunteer Project, Lawyers Project. You know, we have these CPCS does pretty good, from what I understand, but not for civil rights. But there are so many organizations out there that claim to do good, that claim to be there for people whose civil rights and human rights have been seriously violated. But unfortunately, it's talk, just talk. Or they pick and choose who they're going to help. I'd like to know the race, the age, the gender of the people they help. I'd like to know what areas they're from. Are they friends of people that they know? You know, how do they choose? How do they pick and choose? Because I've called these places about some prisoners with serious, serious civil rights violation and human rights. From the time I started NVO, New Vision Organization, back in 2004, a lot of these organizations don't realize it, but we were trying to get help for prisoners back then. And it was the same BS. It was the same BS. They always had excuses, or they could do very little. They pick and choose the cases they want. And some of the things that they do to help prisoners, they don't even meet half the prisoners that they advocate for or the cases they take on. They talk to them on the phone or they advocate on the phone for them. They send them letters. Prisoners can tell you there's a lot of them that haven't even seen the lawyers that were supposed to have been advocating for them. So it's not just the lawyers, it's not just the judges, it's not just the penal system. It's all leadership in this country and probably around the world, because they're all in bed with one another these days. But there's too much going on, and we have to really look at what's going on around us. And we really have to come together. Martin Luther King, I really respected him because of what he did. But sometimes I think he was too lenient, whereas Malcolm X, or Louis Farrakhan, maybe they were too extreme. But who gets the most attention? Who makes the most changes? People today, all they talk about is what happened years and years and years ago. Whether they be white or black, there's so much going on. People can't forget, especially when it continues, especially when all these things continue. So sometimes people need to make a change. If they don't want to hear it, Black Lives Matter. If they don't want to hear it, stop killing all these black people. Inmates' lives matter. Of course they matter. All inmates' lives matter. Because inmates are human just like we are in the free will, so-called free will. Inmates are human beings. They fell. Something happened in their lives that caused them to become incarcerated, that caused them to lose it, that caused them to get addicted, that caused them the mental illnesses that they have, that caused them to commit a fatal crime. Find out what it is. Don't just judge. People are so quick to judge because they don't even know the person they're judging. That person that they're judging could have been somebody that would have saved you or me in a split second. And maybe it's someone that was corrupt and deceptive that caused them to fall. Don't judge. Try to find out more about the people that you hate. Try to find out more about the people you disrespect. Try to find out more about the people you're hearing from other people talking about. Because anyone that talks about someone they don't know to some people that they do know without even finding out the facts, you're no different than the media, the journalists, the reporters that are out there reporting garbage that they don't even know. They don't have all the facts. Think about these things, because it's a life. It's a life that even you are taking when you prejudge, when anyone prejudges someone they do not know. Look at how many people have gotten out of prison after 30, 40 years, only to find out that person or those people were innocent from the beginning. And who was part of judging them? Who was part of sentencing them? And what happens to those people who do sentence them? They get away with it, no accountability. These judges that have the nerve to send people to prison because of siding with the wrong people or not looking at all the facts or prejudging because of their own biases. And there's judges even today in the courts that won't even look at a prisoner's documents. They will take it under advisement. The next thing you know, within a day or two, they're denying that prisoner or those prisoners, denying them when they request or they're pleading for relief from retaliation and harassment, when they're pleading for a protective order against them, when they're pleading for help from the courts. Who do they go to if they can't even depend on judges? But find these judges to be just as corrupt and deceptive and hateful as the people that are harming them. That's not class. That's trash. Even with judges, they take a vow, and their vows go right down to their feet because they don't do anything that they vow to do in most cases. You rarely find good judges these days. And racism. Racism has got to stop. Let me tell you, my mother went through hell with her own family from Worcester, Abraham's, because she fell in love with somebody who she was colorblind to. She fell in love with an African-American man, and her family disowned her. Can you believe that? You wonder why there's so much hatred in the world when it comes to racism. When blacks are so prejudiced themselves, it's because some of us have gone through racism in our own family. I had 8 brothers and sisters under me, and they all intermarried. So in my family, there's English, there's Spanish, there's Chinese, there's African-American, Indian, Haitian, Lebanese, Irish, Italian. Name it, I can name it. It's almost like the 12 tribes of my own family. But it's a divided family right now. It's divided because of all the racist attitudes that are going on in this country. And sometimes when you're hurt by an Irish or an Italian person, you kind of like look at your own relatives and wonder, are they the same way? Because when you fall and they're not there, you wonder, is it because they have their own issues? Is it because their pride is getting in the way? Whatever it is, racism has got to stop. I identify with those of my color, and that is black. There's so many in my family that look white, same mother, same father, but they all have different colors. In any case at all, I remember one time when the white supremacists or the skinheads destroyed a Jewish cemetery. What they didn't realize is that one of the members of their own group who looked white had black in him, and it didn't come out until after the crime. So sometimes all of these people that are so racist getting together in these groups, they don't even know who they're associating with. That person that had black in him, he was ashamed of his own color because he knows about the racism in America. So some of the things that you have to look at is you don't separate yourselves from people because of the color. You don't try to be something you're not because you don't want to be identified with those who are targeted because of their color. Be proud of what God gave you and do something. Try to make changes. Try to make positive changes with people, not turning them against others because of their color and try to pretend you're not of that color. That's cowardly. And that's not class, that's trash. So I would recommend for everybody to start thinking all over again, because there's a lot of whites, blacks, reds, beige, whatever colors that are coming together. They really are trying to do something positive. They're trying to show others that they are colorblind when it comes to a human being. Pigmentation is pigmentation. It's not that somebody was painted black or red or yellow or beige. It's a God-given thing. And for those that believe or once believed in God, then believe that this is something to be proud of. I'm proud of my heritage. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm ashamed of the people that turn their own loved one away because she was colorblind. She had class. She was not trash. So these relatives that I have that I don't even know and I don't care to know in the Worcester area, and these judges, these corrupt judges like the Ritters and all these others that are out there trying to show that they're gung-ho, they got the right to judge somebody, to deny somebody, and to laugh with their peers. Keep laughing, because someday it's going to all fall back on you, judges. So all I can say is for everyone to start looking in the mirror and ask yourself, are you class or are you trash? Because trash does not have a heart. They do not care. They see color. Class does not see color. They are blind to color. They are compassionate. They have a heart. They're willing to negotiate. They're willing to talk. They're willing to help in times of need. They're willing to make changes in their lives to be able to live in harmony and peace with the brothers and sisters all over the world. That's class. Trash, I don't know. You had to talk to your mother and fathers to find out where they were brought up and how they were brought up, if you have any kind of hatred and racism in your heart. If you're about evil, if you're about punishment over punishment, vengeance, if you're about sticking together with your own race, even when you know that your own race is wrong, that's not class. That's trash. And I'll tell it like it is, because I don't have anything to lose anymore. I don't. I lived a life of ups and downs, roller coaster life. I've been there, I've been back, I've been on both sides, and to me, I'm not about trying to put on airs. I'm not about trying to be something I'm not. I've made a lot of enemies because of who I am, because I speak the truth. But then I have a lot of people that respect me for being me, for being honest, and for telling it like it is. And I hope that all of you will start looking at that the same way, in the same light. You get more respect when you're honest, when you're true. And it, with this whole society that we're living in now, it's going to destroy itself. It's destroying itself as we speak. Man is destroying man. And if we have a country or a world within the next couple of years, it'll be a miracle, because that time is coming to its end. So I thank you all for listening. I ask you all to rethink your lives. If you have any bitterness in you, any racism or hatred in you, get rid of it. Have some class. I'm going to be closing now, and I thank you all for listening.